Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. Hearing on special intensive revision of electoral rolls begins in West Bengal at over 3,000 centres across the state. DGCA's inquiry committee submits report on disruption of Indigo flights. 359th Prakash Parab of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji being observed today. Thailand and Cambodia sign a ceasefire agreement after weeks of deadly border clashes. And in cricket, England registers a historic win by defeating Australia in the 4th Ashes Test at Melbourne Cricket Ground. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. He will also chair the conference tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening centre-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. We have more from our correspondent.
Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference serves as the forum where centre and state collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximise country's human capital potential and accelerate inclusive and future-ready growth. The conference focuses on the theme Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Under this theme, special emphasis for detailed discussion is being placed on 5 key areas, including early childhood education, schooling, skilling, higher education, sports, and extracurricular activities. The conference features 6 special sessions focusing on deregulation in states, technology in governance, opportunities, risks, and mitigation, agri-stack for smart supply chains, and market linkages. One state, one world-class tourist destination, Atmanirbhar Bharat and Swadeshi, and strategies for a post-left-wing extremism future. With Pallavi Parmar, Swati Rakheja, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The hearing phase for the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the electoral rolls has commenced in West Bengal today. A report.
A total of 3,234 hearing centres have been finalised across the state. In the first phase, around 3.2 million unmapped voters, those who could not establish any link with the 2002 voter list, are being called for hearing. Voters will be allowed to submit up to 12 recognised documents, including the Aadhaar card. However, the Aadhaar card alone will not be considered as a sufficient document for establishing the voter's identity. The voter list from Bihar's SIR exercise conducted last year will also be considered as a valid document. The Election Commission has clearly warned that submitting fake or forged documents will be treated as a punishable offence. The state's chief electoral officer, Manoj Kumar Agarwal, stated that the hearings are being conducted under strict supervision by more than 4,500 micro-observers. Apart from authorised personnel such as the ERO, AERO, BLO and observers, no one will be allowed inside the hearing centres. It has also been announced that photo documentation will be carried out at every centre during the hearings. Sandipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
An inquiry committee headed by Joint Director General of the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Sanjay K. Brahmane, has submitted its report on operational disruptions of Indigo flights. The committee was constituted on the 5th of this month to conduct a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances that led to the massive flight disruptions across the country. The report was submitted yesterday evening by 4-panel committee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Goa, Karnataka and Jharkhand beginning today. The president will leave for Goa this evening. Tomorrow, President Murmu will take a sea sortie in a submarine from Karwar Harbour in Karnataka. On Monday, the president will grace the centenary celebrations of All Chiki Lipi at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. The 359th birth anniversary of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, the founder of Khalsa Panth, is being observed at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib at Patna Sahib, Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar, and across Punjab and other parts of the country today. Several religious events across the country and abroad, including at Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar, are going on to commemorate not only the birth anniversary of the 10th Sikh Guru, but also the martyrdom of his Sahibzadas and his mother as well. We have more from our correspondent.
Deh Siva Bar Mohe Ihet Shubh Karmante Kabhuna Taron Na Daron Ar Son Jab Jaye Laron Nischay Kar Apni Jeet Karon. The 10th Guru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji was born at Patna Sahib in 1666 to Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji and Mata Gujri Ji and spent his early years here before moving to Shri Anandpur Sahib in Punjab. Ragi Jathas are performing in Gurdwaras reflecting Guru Gobind Singh's life, his sacrifices and the martyrdom of his sons and mother. Thousands of devotees from India and abroad are paying obeisance at Gurdwaras, remembering the teachings of the Guru and sacrifices of his family to save humanity. A Nagar Kirtan was also taken out by the Shirimani Gurdwara Prabandhak Committee from Shri Kal Takht Sahib in Amritsar. Hazuri Ragi of Shri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar, Bhai Jujhar Singh, said that Guru Gobind Singh Ji was against the oppression and sacrificed his entire family for the welfare of humanity. Bhupinder Singh, one of the devotees, said that the day is marking the two historical events, including the martyrdom of the Sahibzadas of the Guru Gobind Singh Ji and his birth anniversary. Keeping in view the martyrdom of the Sahibzadas, only Deep Mala will be held at Shri Harmandir Sahib Amritsar in the evening without fireworks. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended greetings on the sacred Prakash Utsav of Sri Guru Gobind Singh. In a social media post, the President said, Sri Guru Gobind Singh will, with indomitable courage and rare sagacity, inspire people to live righteously. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said, Sri Guru Gobind Singh remains an embodiment of courage, compassion and sacrifice. He noted that the 10th Sikh Guru's life and teachings continue to inspire people to stand for truth, justice and righteousness while upholding human dignity. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Delhi police has arrested over 280 accused under the Excise Act, Arms Act, NTPS Act and Gambling Act as part of the Operation Aghat 3.0. Delhi police said that during the operation, 504 persons were apprehended under preventive measures and more than 100 individuals of bad character were also arrested. It also informed that more than 12,000 of illicit liquor, 231 two-wheelers and one four-wheeler was recovered during the operation. The operation conducted yesterday night was launched as part of the Delhi Police's sustained and focused efforts to curb and check the organized crime in the district. Dense fog has disrupted the movement of several trains in various parts of the country due to low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 19 trains are delayed by over 2 hours. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. Thailand and Cambodia have signed a ceasefire agreement to halt fighting along their disputed border. Thai Defence Minister Nathapon Nakpanit and Cambodian Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister T. Seha signed the agreement today at a border checkpoint in Thailand's Chantaburi province. Both countries agreed on a joint statement during a special meeting of their border committee. Israel has become the first country to formally recognize Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland as an independent nation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel intended to immediately expand cooperation in agriculture, health and technology. Somaliland's President Abdi Rahman Mohamed Abdullahi has described the development as a historic moment. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. In the special series, Year of Reforms, today our correspondent brings a report on India's progress in the taxation sector in 2025.
India's tax history reflects the revolving relationship between the state and its citizens, from the oppressive salt tax challenged by Mahatma Gandhi in 1930 to income tax rates touching an extreme 97.5% during the 1970s. Excessive taxation fostered distrust, fear-driven compliance, and widespread evasion. The tax reforms initiated by the Narendra Modi government over the past 8 years and decisively carried forward in 2025 mark a clear departure from that legacy. The key pillar of this transition is the next generation GST reforms. While GST's introduction in 2017 unified India into a single market, multiple slabs, classification disputes, and compliance complexities persisted. This year, the system was rationalized into two main slabs from 5% and 18% with clearer classifications, easier registration, and simplified compliance.
2014 se pehle, itne sare tax the. और उसके कारण बिजनेस की कॉस्ट और परिवार का बजट दोनों ही कभी भी संतुलित नहीं हो पाते थे, उसे कंट्रोल करना मुश्किल था। 1,000 रुपये की शर्ट पर 170 रुपये टैक्स लगता था। साल 2017 में जब हम जीएसटी लाए तो आने के बाद पहले जीएसटी में 117 से कम होकर के 50 हो गया और अब 22 सितंबर को लागू हुए रेट्स के बाद 1,000 रुपये के उसी शर्ट पर सिर्फ 35 रुपये टैक्स के रूप में देने होंगे।
The impact has been visible in consumption and revenue trends. India recorded its highest ever Diwali sales at over 6 trillion rupees, strong Navratri demand and record automobile sales in October. Households are expected to save about 2.5 lakh crore rupees annually due to GST cuts and income tax relief. Insurance premiums now attract zero GST while daily essentials and consumer goods have become more affordable. Income tax reforms have delivered major middle class relief with the exemption limit rising from 2 lakh rupees in 2014 to 12 lakh rupees this year. This year, tax reforms represent not just fiscal restructuring but philosophical shift where trust, simplicity and transparency are driving growth and compliance. With Ishani Yadav, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now on to sports. England ended an almost 15-year-long wait with a spirited victory on Australian soil in the fourth Ashes Test, defeating the host by 4 wickets in the Boxing Day contest at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. England broke its 18-match winless streak in Australia, denying the host a series whitewash. Indian all-rounder Deepthi Sharma broke multiple records during the third T20 against Sri Lanka in Thiruvananthapuram. With a spell of 3 for 18, she surpassed Australian legend Elsie Perry to become the third highest wicket taker in the women's international cricket, claiming 333 wickets overall. In the T20 internationals, Deepthi became the first Indian across men's and women's cricket to reach 150 wickets. She also became the first cricketer to record 1,000 runs and 150 wickets in T20 internationals, scoring 1,100 runs at an average of 23.40. 15-year-old Indian chess player Gautam Krishna produced an outstanding display on the opening day of the FIDE World Rapid Chess Championships. He defeated 3 grandmasters, Alexander Indic, Arvind Chitambram and Timur Rajabov, and drew with 2 others to remain unbeaten on the first day of the World Rapid Chess Championships. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. Hearing on special intensive revision of electoral rolls begins in West Bengal at over 3,000 centres across the state. DGCA's inquiry committee submits report on disruption of Indigo flights. 359th Prakash Parab of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji being observed today. Thailand and Cambodia sign a ceasefire agreement after weeks of deadly border clashes. And in cricket, England registers a historic win by defeating Australia in the fourth Ashes Test at Melbourne Cricket Ground. And with that, we end the midday news.